The federal government's approach to cybersecurity personnel isn't serving the interests of better security very well. Hiring from the wrong places and granting certifications no one wants, those are among these not-so-smart policies. This is the contention of Paul Inella, founder of TDI, a cybersecurity consultancy that's worked for many federal agencies. He joins me now. Paul, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. I really appreciate it. And so, I want you to know I read your 13 cliches to shelve in 2017, so I'll do my best to avoid using those phrases during the interview.
All right, so we won't talk about what happens at the end of the day here.
At the end of the day, right.
Maybe the end of time is a better way to look at things. You have written that there's a couple of things government does wrong with respect to personnel. What's not working here?
First of all, the demand for skilled resources in the cybersecurity market is staggering, and I truly believe it's only going to get worse. As an example, Tom, one of our clients recently hired the fourth of our employees in the last couple of years, leaving us slightly incredulous and asking ourselves if maybe it's time to even fire the client. And one of the big problems here is...
This was a federal client.
This was a federal client. And I probably have a number of anecdotes to that end, but it really falls into kind of leveling the playing field for the recruitment side of the house. And then on the procurement side of the house, understanding that you have to pay for value.
Well, on this idea of recruiting from industry to work in government, I mean, each individual makes their own decision. And so what can really be done to change that or to stop agencies? What could you possibly do to stop them from doing that kind of thing?
Well, one of the issues on the procurement side is both the technical elements and the procurement officers rarely look at overhead burden. So educating the procurement side of the house to understand you're not just paying an annual salary. The taxpayer is also paying for benefits just as we are. And so they're not really comparing apples to apples. And I believe that's what OPM is trying to address in one of your most recent articles in defining where each of the labor categories lie for particular cyber professionals so that government does get a better understanding of what they're paying for, what they should be paying for.
So that they would be better incentivized agency-wide to continue with contractors rather than try to bring the talent in-house?
Yes, and to understand that when you're allowing a procurement to come out and you're asking, let's say for an example, for 125 personnel to service a cyber workforce, that you can't award it to the lowest cost bidder because you have to be aware that you can't find somebody for $36 an hour that's going to be able to man the cyber desk.
All right, and let's move on to the idea of something else you've written about, which is certifications that are sometimes given to people in the federal government by federal entities, which other agencies don't find all that valuable.
Right, and so the DoD has done something very interesting that has helped in their endeavor to compare apples to apples. And so they put together a certification program that defines across the DoD if you're a level 1, 2, or 3 of a certain degree of expertise in cyber. And I think that's what OPM is trying to do as well, because a lot of frustration is coming out of folks in the military, as an example, who come out with 20 years of experiences and don't necessarily have the certifications that will land them a job. And again, that's on the procurement side of the house, understanding if you just want this particular certification, you might be passing up somebody who has 20 years of experience watching the world's greatest hackers try to hack into the Army, as an example.
Well, I guess that really points to a mismatch maybe between certification and actual skills needed. And somehow maybe agencies, you think, are missing what the latest skill requirements are in favor of simply looking at certifications?
Oh, absolutely. I think, again, there's a disconnect between the procurement side of the house and the technical elements. And so when RFPs are being let for private contractors to bid, there isn't, in my opinion, a great discussion with the private contractors who are providing these resources at the end of the day, as a little joke. And so they're not having a discussion to understand what is it that we really need to satisfy this particular requirement. And the procurement side of the house then says, well, we're going to go by what we've used before, and these certifications have been set forth, and if you don't have them, then we're not awarding you the contract at the lowest cost generally.
We're speaking with Paul Inella, the CEO of cybersecurity consultancy TDI. And just looking at the landscape right now of what types of services and products the government is seeking in cybersecurity, What is it telling you? What is it they're looking for these days?
Well, I think they're looking for, which kind of sets up the problem, is high-end resources at lowest cost. And that's what's really, in my opinion, setting up a big need for procurement change. And I think the government procurement today will change forever over the course of the next few years, simply due to the fact that we're seeing a dire need to address immediate problems with immediate action. And the slow system today does not really allow for it. Hackers know this, and we expect that what you've, I'm sure, seen in heightened global tensions on nation-state hacking, that there are going to be several rude awakenings this year that shake the procurement side to say, okay, it's time that we now start paying for the value that we need.
Because the government has a program of continuous monitoring, in theory, and continuous diagnostics and mitigation. So I guess the question is, do they hire companies to conduct that for them under a program management type of oversight, or do they buy the tools and hire the people to operate all of this apparatus directly? Is that where the crux lies here?
We've been doing this for TDI for 16 years now, and there was a time when the government was still learning its way in cybersecurity and paid for that value. But we've seen of late, the last several years, a fast march to rock bottom. So using contractors, of course, I will selfishly say, is a great way to go, because if you're a particular agency, you have agency-specific expertise. But private contractors in general are spread pretty broad across a government and private customer base. So they're exposed to a great deal of information that they can bring to bear for each of their customers. So in answer to your question, in continuous diagnostics and continuous monitoring, contractors, I believe, are very, very well poised to service the government, bringing the right personnel. But what OBM has done now is level that playing field so we can all understand what is personnel A versus personnel B and the right cost for it.
And over time, something which is really difficult or leading edge or high tech, to use some cliches of my own here, become more commoditized and become more embedded in average, everyday automated tools. So what it is that people need to do is always evolving. And maybe it sounds like you're saying perhaps government and industry both need to stay abreast of what really constitutes that which requires high paid skill as it migrates away from that and something new takes its place.
Absolutely. I think the technology side has become very commoditized. The scary thing is, and remember, OPM, as you guys mentioned in your article about they're making efforts to level the playing field on resources, are being very proactive, and we must commend their effort. However, they were hacked pretty severely recently. And so the notion that you can commoditize the personnel resources that are serving to protect the nation's assets is, in my opinion, absurd. Technology, certainly. The more prevalent it becomes, the more commoditized, the lower the cost. But we should be paying for high-end engineers here. And OPM has made that first step in leveling the playing field to understand engineer A versus engineer B.
Paul Ennella is founder of cybersecurity consultancy TDI. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it.
For a link to more information and to this interview, check out federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.